Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 247-7282.
And the tax man has been a very popular guy lately. He's bringing gifts from D.C., and his messenger has been over the past couple of weeks, Andrew Foster from Harvell & Collins, and we welcome him to our studio this morning. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mike.
You're setting the bar very high, counselor.
Yeah, definitely.
What is on tap for today?
There's a lot of dollars flowing right now.
There are, yeah.
And today we're going to talk about benefits for unemployed individuals during this COVID crisis. 26.5 million Americans have filed for unemployment claims since the outbreak of the virus happened. That's in addition to 7 million that were already unemployed at that particular time. So a lot of Americans out there who just can't go to work, businesses shut down, don't have the opportunity to do it. If you're not essential, you're not there. Tough times. But there is some relief that's available. And, you know, currently under the CARES Act, generally benefits in North Carolina are maxed out at $350 per week for unemployed individuals for 26 weeks. That's the kind of general rule. Now we're up to 39 weeks of coverage for coronavirus. Mm. Still the max $350 for state benefits, but the federal government's kicking in an additional up to $600 per week for individuals for unemployment benefits.
Would that run the 39 weeks?
That runs through the end of July.
End of July.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, right now, if you're struggling, if you're, you know, if you hadn't got that unemployment claim in, you're not getting your paycheck, you don't know when you're going to be able to go back to work. I mean, really, you know, probably need to look in towards the unemployment system right now because there are enhanced benefits that are available for you.
Does the person have to file both with the state and the federal to get the up to 600 with the feds, or does it automatically come in from the state?
All with the state. Yeah,
do one time at the state.
Correct. Yeah, the federal government just appropriated the money to be able to pay for that additional funds for unemployed individuals at the present time.
And you said up to $600. Yeah. Is it a means test?
Good question. So, you know, I'd say that right now, $600 is what's on there. And, you know, this is the whole issue with, you remember Lindsey Graham and other senators that were up there saying individuals are going to get paid more potentially being on unemployment than they were getting paid. Mm-hmm. So I think, again, kind of like with the PPP program, we talk about the devils in the details. I think there's still some kinks being worked out with the extra additional $600 per week.
One thing that's not a kink, Andrew, and I wish you would address it, just take a second to do so. For people who are receiving unemployment for the first time, they may not be aware of this. When you receive unemployment money, are you going to have to pay taxes when you do your taxes the next year, or is it free money?
Taxable.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so that's kind of item number one. Now we'll get into – those are kind of the details of what's available. Now we get into the other tax-related benefits or burdens. And in this case, we start with a burden, which is, yes, unemployment compensation is taxable. So you will receive a 1099-G. Oh, and this does include that extra $600 of benefits that the federal government has kicked in. Those are not going to be tax-free either. No forgiveness or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So all the money that you receive under unemployment is going to be taxable. Form 1099-G will be received. So don't go out there and spend I know people need the money right now. Yeah, but if you go and spend it all and you don't have it, then you file your taxes next year, you get a rude awakening.
And would that 1099-G come in January of next year?
Correct, in January of next year.
I think people forget that. I think they think, hey, I'm down on my luck. Hey, thank you for the unemployment.
Yes.
And then they get a tax bill, you know, how many months later? And it's like a kick in the teeth.
But that's right.
Understand, it's taxable.
So you've gone through a tough part, losing the job, not being able to go to work. Then next thing you know, like you said, tax bill.
Yeah.
And then you don't have the funds there to pay it. And, you know, you got to deal with the IRS.
Sure.
So what you can do to combat that is maybe have some withholding taken from that.
Yeah.
So you can elect to have withholding, just like if you're a W-2 employee, you know, you have withholding so that when you file your taxes the next year, don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
Your taxes are covered.
Yeah.
The other thing is you can make estimated tax payments. So in the event that you don't choose to do the withholding, you can't always send money to the government under the estimated tax system to say, look, I'm going to go ahead and put this money aside. It's for those individuals, that money's in the account, it's going to get spent. better write that check to the government, you know, and get it paid so you don't run into that issue in the next year.
One thing you'll never hear a tax collector say is, I can't take your money right now. They'll take it.
That's right. That's right. Withdrawals, now this is where we get into some interesting rules under the CARE Act. So withdrawals from your pension or retirement plan are generally taxable.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, we talked about this special rule, which is if you take a withdrawal from your pension or retirement plan, you don't have to pay the tax over 1 year. You get to pay it over three
spread
years.
Spread it out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you get to spread that distribution from your retirement plan over 3 years paying the tax. So that is you know, good news for individuals who need to tap into their retirement accounts at this point. Oh, and by the way, if you're under 59 and a half and you take that withdrawal, typically there's a 10% early withdrawal penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Under the CARES Act, waived.
Wow.
Up to $100,000. This applies to 401ks, IRAs. If you take out up to $100,000, you're not going to get hit with a penalty. And then the tax that you have to pay, because you still have to pay tax
anyway.
On it, you have to pay it over 3 years. So that's the rule on the retirement side of things. You can also take a loan. So instead of taking a withdrawal from your 401k from your IRA, you can take a loan and you can borrow up to 100% of the account. $100,000, whichever's less, and that's through September 23rd, and then you have 5 years to pay it back.
So you're borrowing from yourself,
correct?
And then paying back yourself.
Yeah, and you have 5 years to get that money paid back. So you know, if it's in the budget, and you say, "Look, well, when I get back to work, I'll be able to put this money back in there." Maybe the idea is instead of knowing you have to pay the tax on it, go ahead and take the loan instead of taking a withdrawal, and you know,
because that's a nest egg.
Get it paid back. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
So that's
nice.
That's a good rule that they've put in as well.
It's an option.
Yeah. If you have made a contribution to your IRA during the year, but you find out, hey, look, I made that contribution. Things were going well.
Mm-hmm.
I had my job. Things were good. Now you realize, I wish I had that money back. Good news is you can get it back right now. So you can have that contribution returned to you. You got to do this before July 15th. That's the date that the tax returns are going to be due. You can get that. You need to take that contribution back, as well as any dividends and interest that were accumulated on that contribution. And then, if you were planning to use that as a deduction on your return, not going to be able to do both.
Because
you can't put it in, take it back, and get your deduction.
So it's going to change your adjusted gross.
Correct.
Okay.
So you know, that is something that you need to take into account, that you may end up having to pay a little bit of tax because you're pulling the contribution back. But again, if you need the money, there's a way to get it.
It's not the greatest option, but it's an option nonetheless.
Yeah. If you're on other forms of public assistance, you know, we talk about food stamps, the Supplemental Nutrition Program, the SNAP program, the WIC program. All those are non-taxable, so just want to make that clear to individuals who are receiving those types of benefits. You know, you don't need to worry about, oh my gosh, I'm getting these and getting food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to pay tax on this at the end of the day. No, the answer to that is no. But the unemployment, as we've talked about, is taxable, so that's a little bit of a difference there. And then don't overlook potential tax credits on your next return. This will be something we'll probably talk about in January, because you know, if you've had a dip in income. Because your unemployment benefits aren't paying you what you used to get. You know, maybe you phased out of a lot of these tax credits, like the earned income tax credit. So bear in mind, you're getting this unemployment compensation. Now maybe you'll be eligible for that tax credit for the next year. I know that's not going to help right now, but it's something to put in the back of your mind and say, you know, when I file my taxes next year, maybe I'll get some money back because I'll be able to take advantage of the earned income tax credit. Another thing is, if you've received assistance from individuals, let's say, you know, your parents or an uncle or an aunt or grandparents, they've given you money. Again, bear in mind, not taxable. So that's a key for you there. The person that receives the gift does not have to pay any income tax on those monies that were received. And the person that gives it, as long as we've mentioned it's less than $15,000 a year, they're not paying any gift tax on it.
Right.
In the event it goes over the 15, you know, they may have to file a gift tax return. But the good news is that the lifetime exemption amount is so high right now that you would be able to shield any gifts from tax. So if there's someone out there that knows that someone's struggling and they're interested in, you know, giving some money to a family member or a close friend or anyone of that nature, you know, really what I'd tell you is that the tax consequences on those types of transactions, other than possibly a gift tax filing, are going to be no money is going to have to exchange hands to the government. Because gifts are just simply not taxable right now.
Has the CARES Act, have you seen anything in the CARES Act that addresses child support or alimony?
No,
you still got to keep those payments coming.
Right now, yeah. You got to keep them coming. I haven't seen anything that's delayed.
Because I imagine that's going to be tough for some people if they're out of a job and then they still have to stroke a check or, you know, however that works. I don't, you know, I just know it by name and I've never been in that situation, but, you know.
Yeah, other than, you know, just going through the court system and filing motions to modify temporarily. The court is handling domestic matters right now. So, you know, that is an option for you if you find yourself struggling to be able to make those payments. But as far as I know, nothing's been. And we talked about how your stimulus check was going to get hit for child support if you owed back child support.
Okay.
So, you know, it seems to be that those types of things are still going to be due and payable.
And the stimulus check, if you already said it, I apologize, but taxable or not taxable? Stimulus, $1,200.
They talked about it being not taxable.
Okay.
So, you know, right now?
Well, they said, they've said that. I would imagine that'd be a hard one to pull back.
That'd be a hard one to pull back and say we're going to put it in.
A lot of people that have received it already spent it on something. They've gone out there like good soldiers and stimulated the economy.
As told
to do. So.
I mean, I'm with you. I don't see them turning around and going full circle and saying, okay, now we're going to put that in taxable income. But, you know, we've seen crazier things have happened. And this is a day-to-day thing, Mike. And I think that's what we leave with today, which is, look at all these rules we have right now that are helping people. But the devil's in the details, and make sure you do things the right way. So seek out an advisor.
Like Harvell and Collins.
Harvell and Collins.
Very good.
Give us a call.
Call Andrew Foster at Harvell and Collins. They're there because they're essential. Call them today at 252-726-9050 or go online to harvellandcollins.com. Thank you, Andrew. We'll see you next week.